Representative Kathy Munoz is enjoying the view from her new office on the fourth floor of the Alaska State Capitol building.
We're in a corner unit, so we have views out toward the channel and also the back of the building. We're also very close to the Finance Committee. You know, I can get up and down very quickly, which I like.
Munoz expects to spend a lot of time this session in the House Finance Committee meeting room on the building's fifth floor. She received a seat on the panel after former Haines representative Bill Thomas lost his re-election bid last fall. Thomas had been co-chair of the committee, and Munoz says it was important to have some Southeast Alaska representation. She'll chair two subcommittees overseeing budgets for the University of Alaska and the Department of Environmental Conservation.
With the university budget, I'm particularly interested in programs that are offered here in Juneau and offering support and help and trying to strengthen those programs. With the DEC budget, we're looking at ongoing efforts, marine cleanup efforts, as well as concerns over the tsunami cleanup and how that affects the operating budget.
With its demanding schedule, Finance Committee members do not serve on any other committees. Munoz also says she won't be as active in introducing legislation this year. Down the hall from Munoz, Representative Beth Kurtula is back in the familiar confines of the Minority Leader's office. She's served in that role since 2007. House Democrats lost one seat in the last election and another this weekend when Representative Lindsey Holmes defected to the Republican Party. Their ranks now include four freshmen, but Kurtula is heartened by the new energy the group brings to Juneau.
They're all very talented, very community-oriented, and I'm really excited at getting to work with them.
For the past 2 years, House Democrats have teamed up with the Senate's bipartisan majority to kill Governor Sean Parnell's oil tax cuts. The old Senate working group is gone, replaced by a Republican-led majority that on paper looks more favorable to the governor's proposals. Kurtula says House Democrats will continue to stand up for the current ACES tax system.
We have a tremendous resource. We have a lot of new investment on the slope. But we're still, in so many ways, a frontier state. And the thing we have to remember is not let ourselves be taken like a frontier.
Munoz, on the other hand, has supported the governor's oil tax plan. But like Kurtula, she is waiting to see what the administration proposes this year.
There is a broad recognition, though, that the progressivity features of the tax policy need to be reworked. And so I expect a bill will focus on trying to make that a more equitable taxing system.
Kurtula says House Democrats will also continue to push for more education funding. That includes pre-kindergarten and after-school programs, as well as forward funding K through 12 education.
Having this roller coaster for schools where we wait to tell them when they're getting and how much they're getting for their funding and then having teachers live through this, it's just not right. It needs to be a stabilized funding mechanism.
Kurtula says she's glad to have other Southeast Alaska communities included in her new district. She says she's always supported the region's other lawmakers, so it's not too much extra work. During a visit to Petersburg last fall, she toured the community's aging police station and says she'll work to see that it gets replaced.
I was a criminal lawyer at one point in my life, and I know how important it is to have good working conditions for policemen and investigators, and that police station has just really got to be changed.
Skagway Mayor Stan Selmer says the community was disappointed to lose Bill Thomas as a legislator, but thinks Kurtula and Juneau Senator Dennis Egan will represent the community just fine.
I think we have gained a very strong team with Senator Egan, Representative Kurtula, and Kathy Munoz, Representative Munoz.
As far as Juneau projects go, both Munoz and Kurtula say the delegation will continue working on the State Library, Archives, and Museums, or SLAM project. Governor Parnell included $20 million for it in his proposed capital budget, even though $50 million is needed to complete the funding. Munoz believes there's room to increase the amount included in the governor's budget.
I don't think we'll get the full $50 million this year, but, you know, I'm going to work hard to see that we get close to our goal of finalizing that project.
Parnell's budget also includes funding for renovations at the Department of Fish and Game Building in Douglas and the State Office Building parking garage. As for a new state office building, which has been on the capital city's wish list for several years, Munoz and Curtula say they'll continue pushing the idea, but don't expect anything to happen this year. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.